Just ask Julia. She's your straight-talking, big-hearted bestie. From breakups to work drama, whatever it is, just ask Juliet.
Is it okay to leave a bad first date early? Picture a first date disaster. Everything you say, he keeps asking, what exactly do you mean by that? Even the small talk about what you're going to order is painful. And top it off with, he won't stop talking about his ex, saying stuff like, I should have known she was awful when she didn't like being around my mother. You want to leave, but you also worry that it's rude. And in this situation, I'm not a fan of the suck it up buttercup school. I think being rude is far from the worst thing that could happen here, but you don't have to be. One way I've done it is to say, you know what? I think I'm going to save us both a lot of time and energy here and just say it out loud. This isn't working. I know you're not feeling it for me, and I'm not feeling it either, and that's okay. We gave it a shot, but I'm going to go ahead and go, and thanks for your time. Now, if that feels too out there for you, there is nothing wrong with excusing yourself to the ladies and then calling up a friend or your mom and saying, call me in 5 minutes and tell me you got locked out of your apartment and I need to bring you the key. I've done that too. I don't believe you have to suffer in the name of good manners. Just find a way out that's comfortable for you and don't look back. The thing to remember here is that it's not going to get any better. In fact, the only thing that makes a bad date even worse is letting it play out longer over time instead of ending it. Because saying goodnight 2 hours later is going to be more awkward. So if you pretty much just sat down and you're already stressing out that, oh my God, how long is this meal going to take? And he's going to want dessert. And what if you suggest going for a drink afterwards? Just get working on your exit strategy. You know, the other thing I noticed is that guys in general, not all guys, but in general, they just don't think about our feelings half as much as we worry about theirs. Which doesn't mean you can just stand up and announce, oh my God, this is the worst date ever and I've got to go. But you also don't have to suffer through the whole thing thinking, this is what I have to do to be a decent person. You can tell him, hey, you seem great, but I just don't see anything romantically happening here. Thanks for the wine. And be done with it. Or put some money down if that makes you feel better. Whatever you feel like is appropriate. Because remember, as soon as you do that and you walk out of the restaurant, you are going to be bathed in relief and feel so good that you're out of that situation and that you took care of yourself and you were able to say, you know what? That wasn't working for me. And so I said something about it and I left. I'm Juliet, and I thank you so much for listening. And if you've got a question for me or a dilemma that you're trying to sort out, I would love to hear from you. You can send me a note to justaskjuliet@magic.com. That's M-A-J-I-C. And feel free to ask your question in email form, or if you prefer that we get on the phone and talk it out, we can arrange to do that too.